A row has broken out in the Communist Party over whether or not to apologise for crimes committed by Czechoslovakia's former communist regime. 20 years after the Velvet Revolution, the party still largely remains a pariah on the political scene, at least on the national level. An apology would theoretically be one step towards political acceptance. Jan Wellinger has more.
20 years after the Velvet Revolution, a new apology by the current Communist Party would probably be written off by many as insincere and irrelevant. But for the party itself, such a move could make political sense. For years, the Communists have been blocked from cooperating with their natural allies, the Social Democrats, under the latter's Bohemian Resolution. And if that is to change any time in the future, they'll have to take steps. Deputy leader Jiří Dolejš, seen as the more liberal among his party, has pushed for an apology without conditions, but that has put him at odds with party leader Vojtěch Filip. On Monday, Mr. Filip agreed an apology might be on the cards, but only in return for concrete political gain, namely a pre-election agreement with the Social Democrats on future cooperation at the government level. Political analyst Jiří Pehe says it's power and not remorse which is at stake.
Convinced that this offer of an apology has a totally pragmatic roots. The Communist Party has had over 20 years to really go to the roots of the problem, and it had many, many opportunities to apologize and to do so for moral reasons. It has never done so, and the people who are at the helm of the Communist Party are the same people who have been there for many years, so I don't see that they would all of a sudden become somehow morally troubled by the fact that the apologies that the Communist Party has issued so far have not been forceful enough or didn't really concern the real roots of the communist rule.
But even a politically motivated apology could have positive consequences, Jiří Pehe continues.
One should be grateful for even an apology which is driven by tactical reasons, because that certainly is something that changes the perception of the Communist Party, and it may also change the power balance in the Communist Party, because it may open a door for more liberal politicians within the Communist Party. This is why Dolejš right now advocates an apology without any conditions, whereas the chairman of the Communist Party, Mr. Filip, is in favor of an apology only if the Social Democrats sort of promise that they would include the communists in a future government. This difference can be seen as a sign of an internal struggle within the Communist Party between liberals and hardliners. Dolejš knows very well that if the Communist Party apologized without any conditions, that would probably change the power balance within the Communist Party and would strengthen his wing.
Who will come out ahead remains uncertain for now, but this much is clear. 20 years after the Velvet Revolution, the Communist Party still has to at least make some show of contrition, or it will continue to remain on the sidelines. 3 months ahead of elections, though, they're not likely to get any kind of promise from the Social Democrats, who have to balance among their own voters, many of whom would be dissatisfied if the Social Democrats slid too far in the communists' direction.
And thanks to Jan Wellinger for that report.